It's really kind of wild to think about ChatGPT, like going from launch to 100 million users in what, like 2 months?
Crazy.
2 months after launching in November 2022?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not just like fast. That's,
Unprecedented.
yeah, it's like the fastest we've ever seen a consumer software product be adopted. And I think that kind of speed just like underscores why it's so important right now to like really wrap our heads around AI, like what it is and how it's going to affect
Totally.
all of us.
Absolutely. I mean, that rapid uptake is a really clear signal that we're in the midst of a pretty major technological shift, right? And with that shift comes, a whole bunch of potential challenges. And the sources that you've gathered really highlight some of the most critical areas. I think what we're going to try to do today is unpack how we can even begin to think about dealing with the potential risks of this like incredibly powerful technology.
Right, and the sources you sent really lay it out. I mean, they talk about how AI isn't just like some, handy little tool. It has the potential to cause these like huge shifts in our economy and the environment and in society as a whole. I mean, it can feel like a lot to take in,
Yeah, it is a lot.
So that's where we come in. What we're going to do in this deep dive is try to distill the most pressing concerns and explain, why taking a responsible approach to how AI develops is not just, a good idea. It's like absolutely vital for everyone.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's jump in and let's start with something that I think is particularly relevant in like today's world, and that's misinformation.
Yeah, I think what's so interesting about AI and misinformation is how it can amplify something that was already a huge problem, for society. And the sources you've shared really point this out, right? That advanced AI, particularly natural language processing or NLP, which allows computers to, understand and generate human language that can produce and spread false information at like a scale we've never seen before.
And I mean, just think about deep fakes, right?
Oh, yeah.
These AI-generated videos and images
Yeah.
that look like totally authentic, but they're completely fabricated.
Right.
I mean, the power to manipulate public opinion with this stuff,
Yeah.
to interfere with elections, even to like incite violence. I mean, it's a really
It's a little scary.
unsettling. And then you've got, AI-powered bots on social media that can just like flood platforms with, misleading information. And then you layer on top of that the fact that it's, tapping into our existing biases and further polarizing online communities. I mean,
It's a mess.
it's a mess. It's like a recipe for disaster.
And it's not just like the intentionally created stuff. Your sources highlight the point that machine learning models, they learn from the data that they're trained on. So if that data contains, existing biases and a lot of historical data does, the AI is going to reflect and even amplify those biases.
Which, I mean, can have huge negative real-world consequences.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like we're talking hiring processes, legal judgments, even just like what content online platforms are recommending to us.
Totally. It's like the more biased data you feed in, the more biased the output.
It's this like self-reinforcing cycle.
Absolutely a vicious cycle.
And one of the things that the sources talk about is the 2016 U.S. presidential election as like a key example of how AI-generated content and these automated accounts were used to spread these false narratives and potentially influence voters. I mean, it's a pretty stark reminder of the real-world impact of this stuff.
It is, yeah. And it's not just political events either. I mean, think about public health crises where you have inaccurate information spreading so rapidly, and that can have, really, really serious consequences, but even
Absolutely.
life-threatening consequences. So I think for someone like you who's trying to stay informed, it begs the question, what are some of the potential solutions here? Your sources touch on a few regulatory avenues.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that seems like it would be fundamental is just setting some clear ethical guidelines for how AI is used in creating and sharing content.
Right.
And then additionally, requiring companies to be transparent about the data sets that they're using to train their AI models would be
a really good step.
I think transparency is like a really crucial element here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because if we don't know where this information is coming from or how it's being created, it's almost impossible to evaluate its accuracy.
Yeah, exactly.
So the idea of making AI-generated content itself transparent, you know, maybe through some kind of like digital watermark or something like that, seems like a logical step.
Yeah, definitely.
And then there's also the issue of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holding the platforms responsible for hosting and amplifying this kind of misinformation seems like a really important measure.
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder to just say, oh, it's not our problem.
Yeah, you know? Like, exactly.
We're just the platform.
Right.
I think that that's becoming less and less acceptable.
For sure. And I think alongside that, we need like really robust ways to verify information.
So like mechanisms for quickly identifying and flagging false information, whether it's from a human or from AI.
Exactly.
I mean, this just seems crucial.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so we've talked about misinformation, like the societal risks there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about economic risks.
Yeah.
And specifically this idea of AI potentially increasing market volatility.
This is a fascinating one because it's, you know, you often think about AI being used to like boost efficiency and to optimize processes.
Yeah.
But it can also introduce these new forms of instability. Yeah. And your sources talk about this in the context of algorithmic trading systems, which, you know, essentially use AI to make trades at super high speeds.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the one hand, they can contribute to market efficiency in some ways, but they've also been linked to these sudden and really dramatic market fluctuations. And one really clear example of that was the 2010 flash crash.
Right, where the Dow dropped like
almost 1,000 points instantly.
In like an instant.
And the sources point to automated trading algorithms as like at least a contributing factor to that.
At least.
Yeah. And it is kind of unsettling to think about these incredibly complex systems making these split second decisions that can have these massive financial consequences.
Yeah, it's like trusting you know, these systems to not make a mistake.
Right.
And we know that they're not perfect.
Right. Exactly.
So and then the fact that they're often these, you know, black boxes,
like
we don't know exactly how the algorithms are working.
Mm-hmm.
That just like amplifies the risk even more.
Right. Because if regulators can't understand the logic behind them, then how can they anticipate or prevent, you know?
Yeah. How can you regulate something? These unintended consequences.
If you don't know how it works.
Right.
Exactly.
And I think we also need to consider like, the economic benefits of AI seem to be concentrated in these big major corporations.
Right.
Which, you know, could potentially lead to a widening wealth gap.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a real concern.
And on the topic of like these big market shifts, the sources you shared talk about the rise of China's DeepSeek AI.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which is reportedly this like really cost-effective and capable large language model.
Right.
And it's become a huge competitor to like the established tech giants.
Yeah. Really shaking things up.
And the effects on the market have been really noticeable.
Oh, yeah.
Like NVIDIA, the leading manufacturer of AI hardware, their stock dropped by 17%, which is like $600 billion in market capitalization.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And it's forced these U.S. tech companies to like reevaluate.
Totally. They're like, oh, we gotta up our game.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And it's probably going to lead to them investing way more.
For sure.
In AI.
Yeah.
Just to stay competitive.
Yeah. It's like an AI arms race.
Right.
Playing out on the stock market.
Exactly. And you know what's interesting is while NVIDIA's stock went down, Baidu, this Chinese tech company, their stock actually went up.
Right.
So it really shows you how quickly the landscape can change.
Absolutely.
With AI.
Yeah.
So what kind of like regulatory measures could be taken to mitigate this potential volatility?
Well, I think one key thing that your sources mention is mandating greater transparency in these algorithmic trading systems,
right?
Like requiring financial institutions to actually disclose how their algorithms work.
Yeah, like the logic behind them.
Right, exactly.
And the parameter.
Yeah.
I mean, that would at least give regulators a starting point.
Some insight into these black boxes.
Right, exactly. And then also, you know, stress testing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And real-time monitoring of these systems.
Mm-hmm.
Could help identify potential vulnerabilities.
Right. Yeah. Before they like trigger a massive crash.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've talked about misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the potential for AI to like destabilize markets.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about something that's becoming a bigger and bigger concern, and that is the environmental impact.
Yes. The environmental cost of AI.
Right.
I mean, this is a really important point.
Yeah.
Especially as we're all becoming more focused on, you know, sustainability and environmental responsibility.
For sure.
And as your sources point out, you know, developing and running these AI systems takes a ton of computational resources.
Yeah.
Which means they use a lot of energy. And produce a lot of carbon emissions.
Right. And the amount of energy we're talking about here is like really significant.
It's a lot.
Like training a single large AI model like GPT-3 can generate over 600,000 pounds of carbon dioxide.
That's crazy.
That's like the lifetime emissions of five cars.
Five cars.
Yeah. And these generative models are particularly energy intensive.
Yeah.
Like they consume almost 10 times the electricity of a standard Google search.
Yeah.
And that's mainly due to the intensive processing done by these GPUs.
Right.
Which are these specialized processors that are really good at the complex calculations that AI requires.
Right. All those matrix multiplications and stuff.
Right. Yeah. And it's not just, you know, the energy use either.
Right.
Your sources talk about things like the frequent hardware upgrades.
Yeah.
Which contribute to e-waste.
Right. All those old GPU and stuff.
Right. And then AI data centers use a ton of water for cooling.
Yeah. Just to keep everything from overheating.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, as AI becomes more and more popular, its environmental footprint is only going to grow.
Right. And it's kind of ironic, right?
Yeah. It is a bit of a paradox.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're looking to AI as a potential solution for things like climate change. But the process of developing and running it is actually contributing to the problem.
Totally.
But the sources do mention that there's hope that, you know, public awareness about this could put pressure on manufacturers to be more conscious of their carbon footprint and to develop more energy efficient AI.
Yeah. I think that kind of public pressure can be really effective.
Right.
And then from a policy perspective, your sources talk about things like carbon pricing and green computing standards and requiring companies to disclose their energy use.
Yeah. And their carbon emissions.
Right. Like making the environmental cost of AI really visible.
Transparency is so key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also research happening into alternative AI architectures, like spiking neural networks.
Yeah, those are cool.
Which are inspired by the human brain, which is incredibly energy efficient.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, that could lead to a a more sustainable future for AI.
Absolutely, yeah. Breakthroughs in, you know, energy efficient AI design could be really transformative.
For sure. Okay, so we've talked about the risks of misinformation.
Yeah.
The risks to the economy, the risks to the environment.
Right.
Now let's get into, I think, the area that people are most concerned about, and that is like the societal threats.
Yeah, the broader societal implications.
And AI poses.
Right.
I mean, this is where a lot of the anxiety around AI comes from, right?
And your sources talk about a lot of different things here.
Yeah, there's a wide range.
Everything from like, you know, job displacement to erosion of privacy to like the scary prospect of autonomous weapons.
Yeah.
You know, AI is already automating tasks and jobs. And, you know, we can see it happening in manufacturing and retail, in transportation.
Yeah, totally.
And there's debate about like how quickly and how widespread this impact will be.
Right.
But it's definitely happening.
It's definitely happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how the sources kind of contrast, you know, expert predictions.
Yeah.
With this more like historical follow the money perspective.
Right.
Because like the argument isn't really about whether AI is currently good enough to like completely replace humans.
Right.
It's more about like the economic incentive
right.
for companies to just like adopt it.
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah, regardless of like the limitations. And they make this comparison to the Luddites.
Oh, yeah.
From like the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the potential for job losses this time around
yeah.
is so much greater.
It is, yeah. I mean, because AI can be applied in
right.
so many different areas.
Right, like across all these different industries.
Yeah, it's not just like one specific type of job that's at risk.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got this issue of privacy.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Because these AI systems are so data-driven,
mm-hmm.
they rely on huge amounts of personal information
yeah.
to learn and to work.
Right.
So it raises all these questions about like,
yeah.
you know, data security mm-hmm. and individual rights.
Absolutely.
You know, the sources mentioned the possibility of AI being used for like really sophisticated surveillance.
Right.
And data mining.
Yeah.
And they even bring up like 1984.
Oh, wow.
Which is starting to feel less like fiction and more like a warning.
Like a prophecy almost.
Yeah. And I mean, the idea of like governments or corporations or whoever
right.
using AI to like monitor and control people
mm-hmm.
is really unsettling.
Yeah, that's dystopian stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we get into like even more ethically complex territory
mm-hmm.
with things like autonomous weapon systems.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have AI making life or death decisions
mm-hmm.
without any human intervention.
That's terrifying.
It is. It's terrifying. And it raises all these questions about like
yeah.
accountability and unintended escalation.
Right.
And just like, what even is warfare at that
yeah.
point?
What are the rules?
Right.
Exactly.
I think it's pretty clear that we need some international agreements to regulate this stuff.
To at least get the conversation started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then beyond those like big picture threats, the sources also talk about like more subtle ethical challenges that are popping up in areas like healthcare and criminal justice.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's the potential for bias to be encoded in AI algorithms.
Right.
And that can lead to some really unfair outcomes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, for example, you know, predictive policing systems disproportionately targeting certain communities.
Right.
Or AI diagnostic tools performing worse.
Yeah.
For certain demographic groups.
Just as a biased training data.
Right.
Exactly.
And then there's this problem of the black box where we don't know
right.
why an AI system made a certain decision.
Yeah, if you can't understand why,
right.
it's really hard to fix it.
Right. And it makes it hard to like identify
yeah.
and correct for these biases.
Totally.
And there's also this risk of like over-reliance on automation.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Where, you know, human expertise and critical thinking
right.
get kind of pushed aside.
Yeah. We just blindly trust
yeah.
the algorithm.
And the sources use the examples of like doctors
right.
over-relying on AI diagnoses or judges yeah. over-relying on
right.
AI-generated risk assessments
yeah.
without really considering
right.
all of the factors involved.
It's the human element.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the question of like who's accountable.
Mm-hmm.
becomes really tricky.
Right, it gets really murky.
Yeah, like if a medical device that's using AI
yeah.
makes a mistake
mm-hmm.
and somebody gets hurt,
right.
who's responsible?
Who do you blame?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Like if an AI system says that somebody is going to commit a crime
right.
and that leads to them being, you know, wrongfully arrested yeah. or convicted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a really complex and potentially dangerous situation.
It is, and it really highlights the need for yeah. some kind of, you know, effective regulation.
Right.
And your sources are pretty frank about
yeah.
the fact that the current situation is
yeah.
kind of a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very fragmented. It's insufficient.
Right.
And they talk about how, like,
the European Union has their risk-based AI Act,
mm-hmm.
but the U.S. doesn't have any yeah. overarching federal legislation.
Right.
And then China has this, like, really strict
yeah.
state review process for algorithms.
Right. So everybody's kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah. It's a patchwork.
Right.
And that leads to all these inconsistencies and loopholes.
Exactly. It's like, how
yeah.
do you even enforce anything?
Yeah. How do you create a global standard
right.
when everyone's doing something different?
Exactly. So, I mean, we've done this like deep dive
yeah.
into all these potential downsides of AI.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about misinformation,
yeah. Yeah.
market instability,
right.
environmental impacts,
mm-hmm.
and all these societal threats.
Yeah.
And I think it just underscores this point that
mm-hmm.
AI, you know, it has incredible potential.
Yeah, it does.
But it also has these really serious risks,
For sure.
and we need to be paying attention to them.
Absolutely.
One of the sources made this really interesting analogy, and it was comparing like the response we had to unwanted email ads,
Right.
which was like, pretty decisive.
Yeah, like the spam filters and
Like
everything.
we were like, no more of this. We're
Yeah.
going to nuke this problem
Yeah.
versus our response to AI risks, which is, kind of more hesitant.
Right, like a lot of talk, but not a lot of action.
Right. And it just makes you think about like
Yeah.
what our priorities
Are
are.
we really focused on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, people argue that policymakers are in this tough spot because they're trying to regulate AI
Right.
without stifling innovation.
Right. You don't want to kill the golden goose.
Right.
Yeah.
But AI is developing so fast
Yeah. At an unprecedented rate.
that it makes you wonder if we're already behind.
Yeah. Are we already too late?
Right? Like, is it even possible to catch up at this point?
That's a good question.
And I think that's something for everyone to think about.
Yeah, I think so too.
As we move forward into this world where AI is becoming more and more powerful.
More and more integrated into our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's a final thought.
Okay.
Given how fast AI is advancing
Yeah.
and how fragmented our approach to regulating it is, have we already passed the point
Yeah.
where it's even possible to effectively mitigate the most serious risks?
That's a really thought-provoking question.
It is a sobering question,
Yeah, it is.
but I
Yeah.
think it's one that we need to be asking ourselves
Yeah, I think so too.
as we navigate this, this rapidly evolving
Yeah.
technological
It's
landscape,
Brave New World.
this brave new world.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something to think about.
A lot to chew on.
Yeah, lots to chew on.
For sure.
All right, well, thanks for joining me for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been great having you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds good.
All right, take care.
You too.